Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, very special guest with us, Gail Nelson. She's author of the brand new book, Teach Your Kids Music in 12 Weeks. And she'll be sharing her secrets of musical success and why music education is so important for your kids today. So welcome, Gail.
Thank you.
So why or what would you say to a person who is considering music education for their children?
Do it. Whatever.
Pretty easy.
It is. It's so straightforward. You know, the thing is that they have said, I'm sorry, studies are showing time and time again that music education for kids, it helps their cognitive development in ways that we're really just beginning to understand. It aids in their language processing abilities. It aids in their math skills. It's playing a musical instrument increases their physical dexterity. There are just so many ways that they're finding that it helps, that if there's any way you can do it, do it. With my book, Teach Your Kids Music in 12 Weeks, it actually walks a parent through the steps of becoming that music teacher for their kids.
And Gail, music education, music classes, those sorts of things, unfortunately, they are being sacrificed, right, because of budgetary concerns for schools and those
Absolutely.
Sorts of things, unfortunately. So it is up to the parents. Now, what about parents who have never picked up an instrument themselves? They have no idea. They don't even know what a note looks like, right? So how can they do that? Yeah, how can they help their children learn if they have no idea themselves?
Right. Well, that's why I wrote this. I wrote it in a way that really walks a parent through from absolute zero knowledge of music, explaining everything as I go along and as clear as I possibly can, so that they understand what they're doing. They can pick up a recorder. It's a little wind instrument. I'm sure most people know what they are. But you can pick up a little recorder very inexpensively, walk through the book, and you can look at it and go, oh, I understand what that is now. And I've even recorded audio to go along with it. So when they're looking at, oh, how do I play a B note, well, they can listen to it too. So they can hear and have that feedback of, oh, I am doing this right, or, mm-hmm. oh, I do understand that. So little by little, it's not all at one time. It's little baby steps. But the feedback coming back so far is pretty positive, so I'm really excited.
Well, now, what is the biggest mistake that parents would make when working with children and teaching them music?
I think as parents, we tend to push a little hard sometimes. You know, we understand something, and so sometimes we forget to go back to those basics, you know, back to the ABCs, so to speak, and really walk a child through step by step. And, you know, chances are if something is frustrating or difficult for you, it's going to be at least as much that for your kids. So as soon as you see a child starting to get frustrated or having real difficulty understanding something, you go back to something really easy that they can do and you stop for the day. Because if you end on a high note, a happy note, chances are they're going to come back asking for more. But if you kind of beat them over the head with it, and you go, come on, we can do this, come on, let's do it, but they're really frustrated, they're just going to tune it out and not want to do it again.
Gail, I love how, pun not intended, you say high notes and tune it out.
You know, it just creeps into my vocabulary, and I don't even
Very
realize
fun.
It anymore. But it's so true. Even adults are that way. So
yeah, you're living it. I mean, it's just happening. It's coming. It's just on the tip of your tongue all the time. It's great. So now, what benefits does music offer your children? And then again, you know, the parents, as they're teaching their children, I would think that if a parent decides they want to do this, or your child saying, hey, I wouldn't mind learning, it also provides an opportunity for nice quality time with your children as well.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm really excited about this. That was kind of an unintended part to the book that mm-hmm. came out as I was in process of editing it. Somebody mentioned that to me, and I go, oh, my goodness, I hadn't even thought about that. But, yeah, you know, I can see families sitting around the dinner table or you know, on the couch, you know, learning how to play a song and playing games with it, because it's so easy to do once you understand the basic mechanics. I think it would really help bring families closer, giving them a great activity to do outside of TV, the pressure of team sports, you know, just something fun and relaxing.
And what other benefits besides bringing families together, what other benefits can music provide?
Well, for kids, you're dealing with a lot of cognitive improvements. You have tying both sides of the brain together so that they work better together. It increases creativity. There's a few studies that have also shown that kids who have a strong music program in their life, whatever the age, do better on standardized tests by up to 20%. Yeah, that was a pretty big benefit for me. And I see schools canceling music programs across the country, and I question why, because they're always complaining about standardized test scores. It's a really easy way to get those up. It decreases behavior problems in schools. Gosh, the list is pretty long of benefits, but there's social aspects of it, too. They learn how to work together with people because music is so social. You know, you learn to listen, not just hear, but listen. That's a big skill to learn.
Now, if we have parents on the line listening to this particular podcast, what advice or what would be the one thing that they should do besides pick up Teach Your Kids Music in 12 Weeks? You know, they already have the book. So what would you tell them? What one piece of advice would you leave the parents out there who are thinking about doing this?
Have fun with it and be patient with yourself and allow yourself to be a beginner again. I think that's the biggest thing that we do as adults. We've done so many things in our life that we have trouble going back to being a beginner again. And that's one advantage kids have over us.
Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid to do that.
Well, Gail, I really appreciate you joining us today and talking about your new book, Teach Your Kids Music in 12 Weeks. And listeners can learn more about how Gail can help you give your kids a foundation in music along with her book. You can visit her website at galesmusicforkids.com, and that is the number 4, so Gail's, G-A-I-L-S, music, number 4, kids.com. So thanks, Gail, for a fun interview.
No problem. My pleasure.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.